It may surprise you what happens at boys' sleepovers with better buddies. Hello, and welcome back to Better Buddies. I'm your host, RJ. With us this week, it's Alex.
Hello. It's just me this time. There's no other Alex here.
Just the one Alex. We put you in that machine in Bill's house and just spat one Alex out.
Yeah, normally there's two. It was an odd experiment this time. I don't know what you guys did differently.
You know, progress requires experimentation, so...
Is this progress or are you reverting? Like, I don't even know.
I don't know. I like to think of it as a continuation of an experiment we did for like a month there, where the podcast ended up being for like 3 weeks in a row of like me and one other person, but it was the triad trade-off of me, John, and James. Where it was me and James did a week, and then me and John did a week, and then John and James did a week, and it was back to me and James.
So a little bit future progress here. I mean, you can't have James or John on this week. They're out traveling. They're having a good time. So
they're visiting our foreign correspondent.
Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, which means also that Calvin probably won't be in here either because we are moving into spring. There's no more snowboarding, so he's not taking days off to just go snowboard.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, for a few episodes there, occasionally he'd pop in because he'd be snowboarding, but he has a headset for his helmet.
Yeah.
So he'd, like, pop into the Discord call
while
and join the podcast while snowboarding.
That's sick. You know, that's pretty sick.
And snowboarding in Japan, of all places, so...
Yeah, I mean, minor details.
Minor detail. Us in our little Midwest offices, and he's out adventuring. Foreign correspondence and real world experiences and not getting hit by trees.
I mean, you could go snowboarding pretty easily in Wisconsin too if you wanted to. Like,
I could, but I can't bring my laptop as easily.
That's fair. I mean, I just need to bring a pair of headphones. That's all I need.
I gotta have
what am I doing?
I gotta have OBS and Discord going. Like, I'm the guy in the chair. Everybody else can go out and, like, snowboard or fight crime or do whatever.
In the chair, sipping a giant Baja Blast, you know.
I wish. I just got a medium glass of water with a worn-off C-3PO sticker.
I got a can of Liquid Death in front of me, so.
What flavor?
Oh, they've been releasing a little bit of new flavors. It's grapefruit. Not grapefruit. Grapefruit. And it is... It's pretty yummy. It's my first time trying it. I get it again.
I mean, I like Fresca, which is grapefruit water, but it's got more sugar in it. So
yeah, this has like 4 grams of added sugar.
See, and I've tried a couple of the Liquid Death flavors, and they've all been just a little too bitter for my taste. But I like the regular canned water.
Yeah.
Like, it's all got that carbonated water taste, you know?
No, because I hate flavored water. Like, Clair Bomb, Bubbly.
Yeah, but, like, have you ever had, like, just plain carbonated water?
Oh, yeah, it's the worst. I can't drink plain Liquid Death. I can't do it. It tastes awful.
Well, but they've got a still version. It's not carbonated.
Yeah, I'll drink that. Yeah. That one doesn't taste like anything. It just tastes like water.
I don't really like those.
Those ones are good. Those are big fan of those as well.
Our Better Buddies icebreaker this week, besides Liquid Death, is not sponsored. What animal would be the most terrifying if scaled to the size of a cat?
Probably like a T-Rex.
You really think a T-Rex would be more terrifying if it was cat-sized?
Yeah.
But I could punt it.
But, like, okay, it actually just might be cute. It might be really fun. You're really cute. You're right.
It'd be, I think T-Rex the size of a cat would be, like, more manageable and controllable, because even if it bites you, it's like, aw, it thinks it's a predator.
That's true. How about a grasshopper? Might be a little scary.
Grasshopper would be freaky.
A bee? A cockroach? Like
cockroach, yep. Spider.
Spider, I think I'd be a big fan of. I don't think it'd be that scary. I would want to tame it.
Too many spiders. Legs, too many eyes, too big. Mm-mm.
But, like, it'd be fluffy.
That's worse.
You know how hairy spiders are? Like,
I don't like it.
But, like, tarantulas are so, like, fun to pet. Yes.
Tarantulas should never have been domesticated in the way they have been.
I love tarantulas. Mm-mm. Oh, my gosh.
I'm telling you this right now, if you ever got a tarantula, I would still come to your house, but that thing better be locked up tight.
It'd be crawling on me, probably.
Nope.
Yeah. That's like how it works. I've thought about getting a tarantula. I feel like we've had this conversation outside the podcast before. Maybe not. I've thought about it. I love spiders. I really do. I think they're cool.
I've always not liked them. Like, it's just too many legs, too many eyes, fangs,
In college, we had a little spider friend living in our shower.
Is very dependent for me. Like.
Okay, like, if you're telling me, like, I don't think I'd be, like, I don't think a tarantula would be very scary at cat size, but, like, a daddy long legs.
That'd be a that big might be, daddy long legs.
That might be debatable. I would debate that, you know, because, like, the legs aren't the size of the cat. It's the body.
Yeah.
But you know how big those legs are going to be? Like, that's, oh, my God. Some
long legs.
Oh, some long legs. Like, no, thank you.
Those are some long legs, Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
I hate me.
But we love you. We all love you.
Trying to think of, like, ooh. You know what I think would actually be really terrifying if it was scaled up to cat size is a squirrel.
No, because like it just reminds me of a raccoon at that point.
Yeah, but it's not a raccoon.
It's a squirrel.
It's a king squirrel.
They just run away.
What about,
like, it's interesting, there's probably some oceanic animal that's, like, really snakes. Tiny, but it has, like, if there are snakes the size of cats.
There are, like, boa constrictors and stuff that are way bigger than cats.
Yeah.
But when we're scaling to the size of a cat, is it length, width, or general dimensions?
I think it's mass.
Hmm.
Because, like, you have a mass cat. The snake becomes a mass. Like, that's why the daddy long legs still has the fucking massive legs. It's just the body. Like, the mass needs to match.
So I think, like, a cobra. Big-ass cobra.
You know, anything venomous, right?
Yeah.
Because, scorpion. Scorpion. Oh, my God. No thanks. Not a fan. I hate scorpions.
What about, like, mosquito?
They're annoying. Like, I can't imagine they would look fun.
That'd be weird. Ugh.
The fly. The fly is like the movie The Fly, you know, from, like, what, the 80s or 70s.
That'd be gross.
That's human size, though. That's human size. It's not.
Still.
Gross. Very gross. Because they just poop constantly, too. I think that's what the grossest thing is. Like, some of these insects just poop constantly. Like, every time a fly lands, it poops.
Hmm. Talk about a pile of shit.
Honestly. I don't know. I imagine there's many things that if they were cat-sized, it'd be weird, but at the same time, probably be very normal once you got used to it.
Yeah.
And are we talking about, like, a man-coon? Or are we talking about, like, a... Like, how big's the cat?
I was thinking, like, average. Like, you stereotypical cat, you know?
House cat? Like, yeah. A house cat?
Because, like, full man-coon.
That would be wild if we had a mass, like, a man-coon just chilling there. Like, oh my God, some of these things would be just huge.
I'm trying to think of, like, you know what I'd want? It wouldn't be terrifying, but I would just want it. I want a frog. cat-sized frog.
I could see it. It'd be cool.
It'd be dumb, because frogs in captivity tend to be dumb, and it'd probably try to eat my arm, and I'd have to be like, no, stop that, don't do that.
Let's see. I'm like, Google.
What are you looking up?
A bat the size of a cat?
Ooh. I think there are some pretty big bat species out there, though.
Oh, millipedes. Millipedes.
Fuck that.
Oh, yeah. No thanks.
Largest bat. The giant golden crowned flying fox is possibly the largest bat in the world, with an wingspan of 5 feet long, weighing up to 3 pounds.
Oh, I see it. They're cute. They're so adorable.
Yeah.
I love bats too. They're cute. They hit the same cute part of my brain that spiders do.
They're foxes. They're just
basically
they're foxes with wings.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, I think we've thoroughly uncovered what the worst, most terrifying thing would be, and it's a millipede.
I think it's millipede. I think I can agree on that. I think I can lock that in. Like, I know there's giant centipedes, but that's different. I'm talking about
which one millipedes have pincers?
Millipedes do, right?
I think so.
Yeah, centipedes have the antennas. Millipedes have pincers.
Oh, it looks like unless it's not. Both have pincers. Oh, wait, here we go. There's a centipede versus millipede. So millipedes have one set of antenna. It's centipedes that have poisonous pincers to immobilize or kill prey.
Interesting. There's like giant centipedes that like are the size of your arm, though. So those already exist.
Yeah.
The millipedes are just creepier, in my opinion. I don't know.
They got more legs.
They do.
Legs is really a problem.
They look like an alien. No, it's not. These spiders are fine. They just like, this just looks creepy, though. A butterfly? I would love a fucking cat-sized butterfly. That'd be so cool.
I'd rather have a moth, honestly.
I mean, both work. Both do the job. Like, you know?
Like a big-ass moth just hanging out. It'd be kind of dusty, but...
Yeah, who cares?
Just become a traveling sideshow.
So you do it.
Here's my cat-sized menagerie, and it's all different animals the size of cats.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't think I would see that. I don't think I would go to that.
You wouldn't go see all the animals the size of cats?
No.
But you could see a tarantula the size of a cat, and a fox the size of a cat, and a bat the size of a cat, and a millipede the size of a cat.
Yeah, I don't think I want to see half of those. There's like only one of those I really want to see, and that's the spider, so... Whenever we can see a bat the size of a cat, they exist.
Why is that not a thing, though? And for real, of like, here is my zoo. It is all animals that are approximately the same size as each other.
I'm sure there's someone out there that has done that.
There's no significantly large or significantly small animals. They are all generally the same dimensions.
Again, I'm sure there's something out there like that.
If there isn't, I think I know what my next business venture is.
Well, it's time. It's time to go live those adventure.
It's not the world's largest zoo. It's not the world's smallest zoo. It's the world's most medium zoo.
It's perfect. It's just ingenious.
It's going to rake in the money hand over fist. Until people realize dumb it is compared to regular zoos.
It's going to make cat-sized money.
I got exactly one pile of money, and it's the size of a cat, and it's all in $1 bills.
Ugh, it's just ingenious.
Well, continuing off of ingenious... Our next segment is Better Buddies Recommend, where we recommend a piece of media to enjoy. Would you like to start, or shall I?
Yeah, I'll let you go for it here. I'm in the tank on this one still.
Oh boy. I didn't think that was going to happen, but I'll go anyways.
I'm you were going in the tank too.
I was in the tank. I got a few like half baked, you know. I'm cooking a little bit, but I got So I'm going to go with Helldivers 2.
Okay.
I'm late
okay.
to the party on it, and I don't think I recommended it previously.
Late to the party on it. Have you started playing it?
Like, I have played it. I played it a little bit a couple weeks ago.
Did you play it with Josh and Skylar?
Not yet. I've been meaning to hit up Josh for it. But it's a pretty fun multiplayer game. You go in, have gun, shoot robot, shoot bug. It knows what it is, and it does what it is very well.
I mean, those are the best type of games, when they know exactly what they're made to be.
Oh, yeah. There is no question on it. And one of the things I do want to really give credit to it, though, that I have really liked compared to, like, other live service games, because I'm not really into live service games or, like, MMOs or anything like that. Instead
is
of doing
technically live service?
It is technically like live service. But the thing that makes it different from a typical live, because it's got, like, battle passes you can do and stuff.
Yeah.
But instead of it being a battle pass of, like, play these number of matches and get wins and get kills and or do this thing 50 times, they have the, like, passes you can spend the premium currency on. And for the world and the game, they literally have a game master who plots out, like, where invasions will take place and what the enemy factions that you fight against are going to do next, or, like, what world they will try and conquer next.
So, like, is it, like, a player controlling that, or is it...
It's one of the staff members, like, at the studio, is basically plotting out, like, okay, they, like, in their update, like, 2 weeks ago, they released mechs as the update. But the only way they would only put out the update once the player base had liberated a specific world.
Okay, so they have, like, these plans in the background, but people have to liberate certain worlds to unlock it. That's actually really cool.
Or, like, there's, I guess there's been a new update where they've added a flying type of bug in, and there's these new, like, blue light beams that are shooting through the sky, and people have been, like, seeing it, but it's kind of been scattered reports of it, and their social media team has been like, no, it's false, it's fake, it's propaganda from anti-democratic people, like, don't listen to them, it's fake news. And somebody managed to get a screenshot of both the flying bugs and the blue laser, and the only response was like, no, don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain.
Ignore this, please. You don't do it. Don't you dare. Why'd you look? Why did you look, RJ? Why'd you go look?
We had to. We had to get back home to Kansas.
You didn't have to look behind the curtain. You could have just let it play it out. You could have had a great time just staring at the curtain.
But I think it's, like, especially looking at, like, other games that have been live service and, like, have had seasons and things where it's, like, just kind of, okay, go unlock the awards. This one's a little bit more like, you're doing your part and you're participating for the good of everyone.
Yeah.
And we're actively adjusting it based on player feedback and player response and plotting out, like, oh, here's the next, like, bad group that might be coming on the horizon to invade our galaxy. So, yeah, I'm very impressed with it. It's pretty fun. It's the controls took me a minute to get a hang of, and I'm still not. I think one of the things that I am struggling with is finding appropriate missions.
Yeah.
Because once you're in the game and through the tutorial, you're just in.
Okay, so you just kind of send it, and then you have to figure it out yourself.
They do have a tutorial level, like a boot camp. But, like, after you do your first mission, it's like, okay, you've unlocked this level of missions, go play. And, like, I remember there was one where it was, like, I was level 3, there was another level 3, a level 17, and a level, like, 20. I don't think we made it out alive, but we tried.
You tried your hardest.
Exactly.
And that's all that matters. That's all that matters.
For Super Earth.
A lot of heart. A lot of heart.
We are the Helldivers. But yeah, Helldivers 2 is pretty fun. Definitely pick that up over the Battlefront 1 and 2 re-release, because that's shit.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but bad things about that. Like,
they had a dumb launch weekend where only 193 people could play out of the 10,000 people that were trying to play.
Yeah.
And that was the multiplayer servers. And for whatever reason, they took two games that combined originally only took up like 12 gigabytes and blew it up to 70 gigabytes. But there's no obvious, like, where's that space coming from?
It looks a lot better.
But it's not enough to, like, be 70 gigs worth.
It just depends, right? Like, I don't know. I'm not a coder. I don't make video games. There's a chance it is, depending on how they had to treat the code. Because, like, if they had to... Because it's not a full-on remake. It's a remaster. So, like, it depends on how much, like, they had to blow up the models and, like, make them cleaner. And, like, how, like, the graphical improvements of, like, everything. Like, I could see an argument where, like, the two games ended up moving from 7 to, like, 30 gigabytes each, right? Like, that's... I can see the argument with that. I don't know if that's the problem with the game, though. I think the problem is how undercooked the game is. Like, you remastered this game, and yeah, you're only selling it, like, for $15 a copy. But, like, there's so many problems with it. The servers are awful. Like... At least from what I'm reading online and what I've seen my roommate play of it, it is not like something that I would want to take part of. Like, I don't know. I was a fan of that series.
I am pulling up the Steam page because I want to double check if it is actually a remaster. Because I was told it was just a re-release.
They upresed graphics and things like that, so it's a remaster in some respect.
Ah, gotcha.
It's not a full remaster, probably, but, like, they did, like, the game looks better. Like, that is undoubtedly true.
Fair.
Also, like, you have to add, like, internet, like, was there, I don't even know if there was internet connectivity. I think there was in the original, but, like, it's different. So maybe that added a few, like, I don't know how much space that takes, but, like, either way, it's...
Okay, I do need to adjust, it's only 50 gigabytes.
So it's increased by what? That's more reasonable. That's only like 18 gigabytes. Reasonable. Like it's not great. Like, should it be increased by that much? I don't know. I don't code video games, but
yeah, that's
no. The list of bugs in those games too are like insane. It's really funny to me. I don't know.
I already have Battlefront 2 like twice over, so.
Do you want to buy it a third time?
Well, one of them I think I got because of Xbox Live. And then the other one I got through like a Humble Bundle, I think. Or like a Star Wars bundle. So I've got it on Steam and Xbox. It's the classic edition. So like I could just play the game. You just won't be able to play online.
Yep. I mean, it'll go on sale very quickly.
Oh, I'm sure. What do you have to recommend?
Yeah, I realize that is this is my time to recommend something. Oh my gosh.
You weren't cooking, were you?
Yeah, I was not cooking. I was too invested in talking about Battlefront, a game that I haven't played, but I've seen people play. I don't know. Let's see. We got... you know, I'll recommend, American Airlines. Go take American Airlines for all your flights. It makes everything easier. I recommend
booking with Amtrak trains.
I'm kidding. No, yeah. No, I'll say I've been playing, a game I'll recommend just because it's like been really good. And I haven't beaten yet, so I can't. Like, usually don't recommend things unless I, like, beat it or get close to beating it. I'm nowhere near beating it, but I've enjoyed thoroughly. It is called Unicorn Overlord. It released last week. It's on PS5, Switch, Xbox, PS4. You know, the usuals. I don't know if it's on Steam. It might be, for all I know. I don't think it is, actually, now I think about it. But I could be wrong. It's a Vanillaware game. They're usually done on Steam. But yeah, it's a tactical... It's just like a strategy RPG, tactical RPG. People compare it to, like, a 90s game called Tactics Ogre.
You're correct. It's only on Switch, PlayStation, and Xbox.
Look at that. Oh, I know my video game releases. There we go.
Interestingly, it's on Switch, PS4, PS5, and the Xbox Series X. Like, it's on this is last X, gen like and current series gen PlayStation.
Costume? Yeah. Yeah, Series X is the series of Xbox consoles, right? Like,
Series X slash S was the is their current gen. Technically,
I thought Series because it's the Xbox One X is the, I thought that came out before because like they changed it to like. Anyhow, I'll go. Yeah.
X and the lower end Series S are part of the ninth generation of game consoles, which includes Sony's PS5. So I think S and X are supposed to be just two different price point, like more expensive, less expensive, higher and lower end versions of the Xbox.
Okay. No, you have Xbox Series X and then the Xbox One X.
Yes.
So Series X means it's compatible for X and all One consoles.
Ah.
Well,
anyway. One X means,
yes, dude, Xbox naming conventions is awful.
It was fine, and then it got weird.
Yeah, it's just like it doesn't make sense. Either way.
Like, it's not like Nintendo's make that much more sense.
No. But Unicorn Overlord, it's made by Vanillaware and Atlas. Atlas did, like, the SMT Persona series. Vanillaware has done a bunch of just random other JRPGs. Their art's fantastic. I would recommend going and look it up. Not safe for work. I'll just say that.
Good warning.
Yeah. I'll just say that. I mean, it's really well done art, but you will be seeing the booba and the booty. Which is crazy. Yeah, the boot. But it's a really well done game. It's a strategy RPG, tactical RPG, whatever you want to call it. It's like a mix of Fire Emblem and like, I would say, like, you've played Halo Wars. It's similar to that.
I actually haven't played that much Halo Wars.
But you've played it, right?
5 minutes.
No, you haven't. Wow, I'm shocked. Halo Wars is a banging game. I don't know about Halo Wars 2, but Halo Wars 1 was really good. I played that a lot as a kid. Either way, basically, you take control, like, a team of units, and then, you, like, in real time, you move them across a map as the enemy's moving units too, and then they fight, and then you're just trying to take over bases and get more resources that way. So this game is the story's not anything special, but it's not bad. It's about basically you're a guy that's raising up an army like to overtake the current empire because your mother got overthrown when you were a kid. Simple as that. Nothing too crazy. Pretty generic, but like the characters feel really like, I wouldn't say fleshed out, but like fun.
Yeah.
Well written. It was, and it's the whole game's open world. So basically you can pick where you go and how you do things throughout most of the game. And the battles take place on the open world map. So like once you go into the battle, it like cuts off part of the map and then puts you into a fight there while you could have just explored the map while moving around. So it's like really cool touch in that respect. Not something that usually like RTSs and or RPGs really do too much. It's becoming more commonplace nowadays, but it's still very rare. But yeah, like the game is fantastic. It's very fun. I guess that's like my best way of saying it. Like every time I play the game, I just have a smile on my face and like it's just very enjoyable. Like the creator of Final Fantasy Tactics played the game and he like tweeted like a massive tweet saying like, hey, everyone that's been banging for a new Final like Fantasy Tactics, go and like play this game. Like, you'll get the itch that you've been, like, craving. This game's that good. Like, it is. So everyone's, like, getting high praise for it.
Damn.
The game sold out physically in Japan on Switch and PS5, to where they're, like, Atlus and Vanillaware both had to be like, hey, we gotta restock this. Like, so they released an apology, being like, hey, sorry guys, like, this is sold out physically. We're trying to get more in stock for everyone. We know people have been complaining.
Yeah.
So, like, this game, like, blew up out of nowhere. But it's very pretty. It's very fun to look at. The dub is really good too. Like, the music's fine. I'm not gonna say the music's amazing, because, like, I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, usually, like, when music's really good, it sticks with me. This game's music hasn't really, like, stuck with me. Like, I'm not, like, there's no, like, earworm tunes yet.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll run into it. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But, like, I wouldn't say the music's bad. It's just generic. It feels very generic. It's a well-done game. Give it a look if you're into, like, tactical RPGs. It's very fun. And there's a five-plus hour demo on any game console of your choice, if this Ooh. Has interested you in any respect. So you don't even have to buy this game. You can play 5 hours of it and be like, free. Yeah, this game is great. So.
You know, it's interesting you say that, like, there's no music that's stuck with you, because my understanding with a lot of, like, background music was you're not supposed to realize it's there. Like, it's great when you do have good background music, but a lot of times, again, as my understanding goes, when it comes to either, like, movies or video games or whatever, you're supposed to just kind of zone out with it.
I think with JRPGs, specifically, and maybe, like I get, like, with the Fallout, like, you want, the, like, I don't know, like, with Fallout, I can imagine, like, I haven't played New Vegas in so long, but, like, I can still imagine, like, some of the songs from New Vegas.
Well, are you thinking of the background music or of the, like, radio station songs?
I think the background music, and then there's probably a handful of radio station. Okay. I only played, like, 15 or 20 hours of, like, New Vegas, so it wasn't anything, like, substantial. I can still, well, I watched my brother play a lot of it too, so, like, there's some, like, earworms there. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
like when the whole game's open world and like full time, like, everything is, like, moving in real time, the music, like, the battle music is very, I could not tell you the difference between the battle music or the field music. It might be the same for all I know. I guess that's what I'm trying to point out. Like none of it's really stuck with me. Like, if you play the song from, like, game to me, I would be like, yeah, that might be from Unicorn Overlord. He's like, have you ever listened to, like, Okami music?
No.
Oh my gosh. Like, it's so, like, unique and very, and that's an action RPG. Like, it's wonderful. And you know where the music came from. You're like, that's Okami.
I think I see what you're saying though. Like, especially if, you're saying, like, yeah, I can't really tell a difference between, like, off the top of my head, between the music of just in the field versus combats has started. Like, those are two very different situations. The music should be changing and catching you more to, like, amp up your heart rate as you're going into a stressful situation. Like,
Yeah, I'm sure it changes.
But it hasn't stuck with you.
No, that's like, and I'm not saying, like, that's a bad thing. Because sometimes music in games is so bad.
Yeah,
that you're just like, oh my gosh, like, who composed this, and please never compose again, or just, like, practice a little more, like, do whatever you need to do to get better. But like I wouldn't say the music's awful. I'm not gonna say, like, oh, the director of this isn't doing a good job. I imagine if I, like, sat down and listened to the music, it's whatever. I don't know. I think of Pokemon as, like a good example, because, like, the town themes from Pokemon are so, like, not all of them, but some of them are, like, very memorable. And then all the battle themes are very memorable, too. Like, you know, I mean, I know I play a lot of Pokemon, but,
even,
like,
you just saying that, I already started getting the, like, to be fair, it's mostly the Fire Red stuff, but, like, the Poke Center theme music has started playing in my head, or the battle music has started playing in my head.
Yeah, exactly. Things that you normally just wouldn't realize. It's like, but you, like, you know, they're good tunes. Like, that's really what I'm trying to say with it. It's just, like, nothing's really stuck out yet as, like, this is amazing. Because a game like really near to me, like, a music soundtrack is, like, any of the Persona soundtracks. They do a really, really good job with the background music and like the in-battle music to make it feel very like immersive. But like, it's like, I don't think the music's making me like, I would say, I'm not gonna say with Unicorn Overlord, the music's not making me immersed, but like the music in like a Persona game, a Pokemon game, just like it gives them an identity. Unicorn Overlord's music is just generic. Generic was all fantasy music. That's at least what it feels like. I could be totally wrong. Maybe maybe it's just not specifically for my earworms. Maybe there's people out there that love the soundtrack, but for me, it's like it's fine.
Yeah. But still sounds like a fun game, and everybody's got a chance to go play it as long as they have a PS4, PS5, Xbox, or Switch, so.
Yeah, literally 5 hours, which is crazy. Have you ever heard a demo that lasts more than an hour or 2 hours? Like,
No.
yeah, like this is insane. If you are interested in technical RPGs, this is the game to go try.
How many hours is the game overall?
Don't
Because if the demo is 5 hours.
And that's what I'm like thinking. I looked it up. I like how long they beat it when like it first came out, and like there's two entries. Both were around 45 hours. But again, it's a JRPG. Like, that's
Yeah.
pretty normal. So, like, I'm only on chapter two of the game. I don't know how many chapters there are. And, like, it's weird because it's open world. So, like, the chapters are, like, not really chat. Like, it's like, it's just, like, kind of like you completed this mission, this set, like, this stepping stone to move on to chapter, to the next chapter. In reality, it's not how chapters really work. So, yeah, so there's your answer.
The estimations I'm seeing are 50 hours at to beat the game, 100 hours for all side quests.
150 hours for all cycle. Fuck
No,
yeah.
100
That's
hours
all I think.
total for game plus side quests.
That's what I like to hear. I don't care. That's what I like to hear. The game's really good. So like, here we go. I looked up the music for Unicorn Overlord, and everyone's like, this is the biggest problem with the game. And that's saying something because the music's not bad. It's just not like amazing.
Yeah.
Like four people have said. Like, it's just generic and forgettable. Yep. Makes sense.
Cool.
Game's good though. Game's really fun. Give it a try.
Might give it a download this weekend.
Gotta go.
Our next segment, How to Be a Better Buddy, where we give some real and some humorous advice. Our first question this week, have you ever listened to a person talk for less than a minute and known you weren't going to get along with that person? What did they say?
Oh my gosh, this always happens.
Well, there was one person, and his name was Alex, and he said, "Hi, I'm Alex."
Damn. Sorry, Satara.
Oh man, you're gonna do him
Oh.
like that? And it's his birthday week too?
Yeah, his birthday was yesterday. I'll do it like that real good. Like, yeah. It wouldn't be me. I wouldn't say anything that's that heinous. That's
No,
just not how
never.
I work. No, that
To
never at
introduce
all.
yourself like that? How dare he?
Yeah, like that's just rude of him. I don't know. I feel like there's always like something that comes up with people that like might not pass the vibe check pretty quickly. I just don't know what. I can't imagine what someone would say within less than a minute. Like, I would think like a whole conversation. Actually, no. I think there's one time at a party. I heard I was sitting in a conversation, and the first thing someone said was talking about drugs, and I instantly was just like, "Yeah, no, I don't want to talk to this person." Like, no interest whatsoever. Like, that's not for me. I don't need that in my life. So, like, yeah, I guess like that type of thing, but that's different.
Yeah. There's, I try to be pretty open and understanding. But I will say that there are definitely some people where I'll hear them talk for less than a minute, and I don't know for certain I'm not going to be able to get along with them, because I try to be pretty like, hey, they're not actually hurting anybody. Not like, why don't let it get to me. But the two kinds of people that like are the most hit my nerves of I'm going to have to really try hard on this one, are the utter stereotypical jock. Like,
I don't have any issues with those people.
If I get more than a minute, it typically will sort itself out because I'll get to know them a little better and be like, okay, you have other thoughts going on inside your head, but the just absolute stereotyped jock bro, like popped collar frat bro kind of guy where it's like, oh, you have no concept of your own ignorance. You full Dunning-Kruger. I think it's the Dunning-Kruger effect. Now I gotta double check if it's the Dunning-Kruger effect, because otherwise I'll suffer from the Dunning-Kruger effect if it isn't. Yeah, Dunning-Kruger effect. Where they think they're better than they actually are, or more skilled than they are. Like, I've been surprised by people I expected to be like that, but I've also run into some people where it was just like, you are an individual who exists on this planet, and that is the highest compliment I can give you at this first minute of knowing you. The only other kind of people is anybody who's, it seems like they're looking to be offended, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if it seems like they're looking for reasons to be angry and upset or offended or have a moral high ground in their situation with immediately, and I'm just like, eh, you're jumping this gun very quickly on getting to this point of offended or hurt or injured. Maybe there's something going on I don't know about. I'm willing to try and give you the benefit of the doubt, but also, can we take it a notch down, please, and just let's relax. Look at this. Let's talk
relax.
Through it.
That's the best way to put it. Relax.
Relax. Exactly. But I think when you do run into those people, like, don't let them get to you. It's all good.
No.
They're just trying to live their best life.
It's not worth worrying over. Like, you just ignore them. It's like, you don't need to, like, even if they, like, did something, like, I totally recommend, like, even though you think that they're like, you're not going to get along with them, don't automatically think that, because maybe they're just going through something to where they just had to say something, or you just walked in on the wrong conversation.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a first impression. Not all first impressions are correct.
It reminds me a little bit of a, I don't remember where I heard the quote, but somebody we knew in college, I think, said it to me. It's not your first thought, it's your second one that counts. And it's a very similar thing of like, don't let the first impression be the defining moment. Give them a second impression too.
Yeah. Like, walk away from that situation. Maybe talk to them one-on-one. Maybe talk to them out, like, in a different group. You never know.
And look at your own experience. Like, are you having a rough day?
Yeah. I could be your best friend right there. You don't even know.
Enemies to friends to lovers is a trope.
It is. It is a big trope.
Our next question. What are your best glow-up tips for men? With the further details, I just saw some tagged photos from a night out, and damn, did I look awful. I thought I looked decent, but dang, nope. I can't stand how I look anymore, but I don't know what to do. I've tried working out / gaining muscle, but that seemed to add fat to my face from bulking, and now I just look weird. I guess this is a general question, but what has helped you glow up the most?
Losing 70 pounds? I don't know.
Yeah? That's one way to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't like the sentence, I gained fat from my bulk. That's not how that's not how working out works, bud. I'm sorry. That's not, you overate, then you still overate your calorie. You're eating too much or drinking too much protein, because you, like, the muscle doesn't go to your face. Yeah. You know, like, that's not how that works.
Yeah.
That is not how that works.
You bulked too much. You did too much bulk.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, just find what you like, what you look like, because, like, maybe that was just a bad night for you. Like, have you taken took other pictures? Like, who knows? Like,
was the lighting right?
Were you drunk and your eyes were just glazed? Were you high and your eyes were just glazed? Or were your eyes just glazed from not paying attention?
Have you been drinking? Was your face red?
Yeah, like did you just
some people get puffy when they drink?
Yeah. Maybe you're bloated. Who knows? Like, relax.
Water weight? Just... if you've been drinking a lot of water beforehand, you just get some extra water weight going, bloating. I think the other thing, too, is your sense of style will do wonders for you if you have clothes that fit.
The clothes that fit, clothes that you like, how they look like.
How they feel kind of on you.
Uh-huh.
Like,
but, Calvin, goes a long way.
Calvin sent us a message the other day. He has a tailored suit, and he was like, damn. He understands now why people wear tailored suits, because you just
like, I want
it just fits.
I want a tailored suit so bad, but the reason why I want a tailored suit is for stupid reasons, because I want to walk into these card game events
with with
a suitcase and a suit on and like a really nice suit.
You're literally gonna be that gym leader from Scarlet and Violet.
Literally just pull it out and be like, I'm not here for pleasure. This is a business trip. And then play some card games, you know?
I'm logging this trip on my taxes.
Yeah, this is a tax trip. This is an investment, and
is thus tax deductible.
I'm getting this written off for work. Like, I can't have actual fun conversations. I'm here to win. Losing's not an option.
I'm sorry, once the tournament is done, then we can discuss personal life and experiences, but right now we're in a working relationship, so please stop distracting me from my strategy.
Yeah, I can't afford to lose. I will be fired.
No, I'm trying to send my kids to college through this game, so...
That's actually what I wanted to do for this weekend. Specifically, I think the last time I went to the Pro Tour... for Flesh and Blood, I told Riley, like, I really actually wanted to do that, and I got invited again, and I said that next time I would do it, I would do it, but then I guess it just slipped my mind. I remembered it like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, I don't think that's enough time. I should, like, I don't know, man, like, it would have been so funny. Next time, I have to be reminded, next time I go to a Pro Tour,
you should look into, like, when you land, see if there's any tux rentals around.
You don't understand. Like, I land at like 7 p.m. PST. So I get like in the tournaments at 9 a.m.
So you like, got like I have an hour in the morning.
I have to go for like, I'm going for like, what is it, Friday it starts? I have to go on a 3 mile run? Maybe it's only 2 miles. Yeah, over in
now. Oh, damn.
But that's only like 20 minutes. But then I have to shower, get ready, you know.
Then I'm gonna go.
Takes time, but like, so like what, like 8 to 9? Like, do you have tux places open from 8 to 9? Also, this is downtown LA.
There's gotta be a tux place.
There has to be, but think of how expensive it would be.
But the bit. Commit to the bit.
But like, I could probably pay the same amount of money for that downtown LA tux one day rental and just buy a nice fitted suit.
You're right.
In Wisconsin.
You are
so
right.
So like, I'll just buy a nice Worlds. Fitted suit.
When you go to the next
Worlds.
Tournament up.
Yeah.
Worlds, you gotta show sure. up and rep.
I'm doing it. I want to. I think it'd be hilarious. Because everyone's like, I'm not sure it'd be like, yeah, you've seen pictures of like card game tournaments, yeah. Right? Everyone's like in shorts and like jeans, like comfy clothes. I just want to show up in like dress shoes. Nice socks.
You could
nice
show up pants, in a Wisconsin like, tux, which is a hunting jacket and a cheese head.
Listen, man, I already stick out like a sore thumb already based on how I talk. I don't need to show my Wisconsin any more than that.
You're not just gonna Charlie Barron's cosplay?
Oh, dude, that'd be pretty hype, though. I want to say.
You could.
Could do it. Maybe. Mayhaps. But yeah, fitted clothes, going back to our actual conversation, fitted clothes are important. I would say, like it doesn't matter what other people think, just wear what you want to wear too. Yeah. Because, like, at the end of the day, even though everyone else might like what you look like and you don't, guess who's going to be sad still? You are. So, like, I got to make sure you enjoy your style and go from there. Like, that's the important thing.
It really is. Like, you're the one who's got to wear it all day. They're only with you for however many hours. Like, you should feel good about what you're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing, too, is if you're really pushing on the glow up, if you have facial hair, use it. Don't just let it sit. If you're going out, get some beard oil in that, some beard balm in that, get a little bit of wax and style it if you can.
What does it even do? What does that even do? Like, honestly, I have no idea. Like
beard oils and balms will typically have scents, so it, like, it's almost like a cologne for your beard.
Like,
but it also helps soften it. And then balms and waxes you can kind of use to style as well.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I actually just trimmed the stash today. This is getting a little bushy in like two parts, and I had to make it even again.
Yep.
It's something I thought I'd never have to say.
Welcome to facial hair, brother.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I like my facial hair, so.
It looks good.
Mm-hmm.
I say as I can't see your face.
I mean, you saw me literally yesterday.
I did.
I can't imagine it looked bad yesterday.
It did not.
So there we go.
We'll do one more question. How should you respond to disrespect? With further details, I'm in school, and for the past few days, I've been getting disrespected by this one guy who sits right behind me. Without me saying anything, he'll just shout loudly, "Shut the fuck up, dumb bitch," at me, as the whole class stares at me confused.
Okay, I'm sorry, RJ. I don't want to do this question. Not that it's not interesting, but I see a different question I want to do.
Oh, what question would you rather do?
I'll read it. What does on at boys' sleepovers? How many pairs of underwear do men own?
Those are two different questions.
Yeah, but like...
Which one do you want to answer?
Man, I think they're connected.
What, you think men as a group have one pair of underwear we all pass around at the sleepovers? With the underwear.
Hey, listen. Like, you gotta talk about something, right? Like,
okay. So, what goes on at boys' sleepovers, and how many pairs of underwear do men own? With the further details. And how often do you buy new ones / change them out? I feel like most men keep the same ones for years, or at least the ones I've encountered.
So, like, the ones that you swap. Like, this is what you do at sleepovers. You swap them. Like, that's what does at.
It's kind of like trading cards.
It really is. Like, a different week. Hey, sometimes you're freeballing because you get some boxers that are really big, but sometimes you're tightening up the boys down there, you know? Like...
And of course, collars, like, there is a set, it's kind of like currency, honestly, of the government makes a set amount of currency. There's a set amount of underwear in the world for men, and as specific hairs get destroyed or outdated, they have to be turned back in to special kiosks, and you're issued new underwear to get out into circulation.
Yeah, I think, like, that's what does at boys' slumber parties. Like, the only reason to get together with the boys for a slumber party, is to switch underwear. Like, you get what I'm saying here? Like,
I read you loud and clear, but, you know, we might have to translate for some people who don't fully understand the language we use when we switch over to boys' sleepovers.
You just gotta, it's basically a trade meet. You bring your underwear, you bring your socks.
It's a literal swap meet.
Socks are shit. It is. Like, you get a new wardrobe, you know? Like,
it's one of the things, anytime somebody transitions to being male, that they have to get pulled aside and educated on, okay, so now that you're identifying as male, this is what you need to understand.
It's very important. Like, you gotta know what's going on. Like, you didn't grow up, like, going to these. Maybe you did. Maybe you did, to be fair.
Yeah. But, you know.
Maybe you...
And of course, it's the other way around, right? Anybody who stops identifying as a man, they have to send in agents and men in black, like, vaporize their memory and so that they don't remember anymore. Remember.
Yeah, it's top secret.
As we tell everyone on our public radio show.
We just created a lot of work for some men in black here. Like, they just, like, all the guys listening.
It's more the specifics, right? Like, we've outlined the basics, the general knowledge. It's the nitty gritty, like, secret handshakes and stuff that we can't tell anybody about.
Exactly. Like, but that does go on at boys' slumber parties, sleepovers.
Boys' sleepovers. It does off and it does on.
It does on and off. What was the first age you like had a sleepover?
I think it was second grade.
You remember it? What'd you do?
So the earliest sleepover I can remember was with this kid in my class named Keegan. He came over to my house. We watched one of the live action Inspector Gadget movies. I think it was the second one, but it might have been the first one. And that was about it.
Okay. I had a sleepover my first sleepover where I went to someone's house. I don't know if I ever had one before this where someone came over to my house. I remember two specifically. Someone came over, one that went over. But the one that I went over to, I remember happening before someone came over. They make frozen pizzas and stuff, and you're just like gaming the whole night.
Yeah.
I think the guy who was like hosting, we had like five guys there, six guys. This was like for his birthday. He just got World of Warcraft, so he was like installing World of Warcraft the whole time while we were gaming. I think we were playing on Halo.
Nice.
Yeah, it was like fourth. I think that had to have been out at that point. That was probably long, but like we're just gaming. I remember going to bed at like midnight or one, but like as a child, I hated, like, I could not fall asleep. I was so freaked out. I had to go home in the middle of the night. I was like one of those kids that could not spend the night at other people's house. But then I had another friend who slept over at my place. I don't remember exactly what we did, but he slept over. It was a good time. Like, it was just like, I think we just like, you know, gamed again. Like, just kind of game all night. You just don't go to bed.
I did a lot of like one-on-one sleepover. Like, I just had either a friend over or went to a friend's place. It wasn't until like middle school that we started doing like full group hangout evenings. And then it was all Halo all the time.
See, like when it comes to group sleepovers, I only had the one where I left in the middle of it. I never really did any of that again.
Yeah. Like, I remember
just never really appealed to me.
I think I was in like fifth grade. There was one where James came over, and it was, for whatever reason, like, it was me, James, and the family that was home at my house was like my dad and one or two of my brothers. So like, James and I ended up staying up till like 3 a.m. just like watching TV and playing games on addictinggames.com. And at 3 a.m. we were like, well, there's nothing good on TV anymore. We might as well go to bed.
See, I think I fell asleep. I always fell asleep. It was just, I was never one to stay up. I guess that was another thing that, like, you would hear about, like, the people who fell asleep first at sleepovers. And, like, in the big group ones. I think that freaked me out, like, at the one that first one I went to. So I, like, just could not sleep. I don't think anything happened.
I don't think we ever did anything in any of the ones I remember.
But like, you would hear about it, like, not through other people, but like through like TV.
Yeah.
Like you would see things and like, oh, does that actually happen? It's like, not like it does, but not if you're in a good, like, I don't think in our nerdy friend group it really did. So
no, I do remember there was one time where for a birthday, I think it was, James for like a birthday had like a bunch of people over, like a bunch of the guys over, but it was not just like our immediate friend group. It was like, because we were in, like, middle school or whatever. It was, like, the middle school basketball team that he was a part of, too.
Yeah.
And there was like this group of guys that were being really rowdy and a group of us that were like just wanting to play video games on our DSs and hang out and be quiet. And we kept like switching floors we were on of the house because the quiet group was trying to not be with the rowdy group and not get in trouble for being rowdy.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's what does on at boy sleepovers.
I guess the one thing, like going back to like people like messing with people while they're sleeping. My niece told me that my nephew, if you like dumped water on him, he would like kind of get into like wake up in this half stupor, ask you what happened, like what was going on, and then just go back to bed if you like tell him something.
Yeah,
like he would respond, but he would just not remember like what happened. So like I was like, there's no way that's actually happened. So. I dumped water on him. Awful uncle moment.
Oh, no.
I dumped water on him, and he did exactly as my niece said. He woke up the next day. He's like, I don't know why I'm soaking wet, but like not soaking wet, but he was wet. He's like, yeah. I don't know why I'm like wet, but like something must have happened. Like he did not recall waking up in the middle of the night.
I will say sleepovers where I learned that I talk in my sleep.
I never had that. I got told like once I talked in my sleep, but like I didn't believe it. Oh, I still don't believe it.
I pretty regularly talk in my sleep. I've been quoted full sentences.
Oh yeah, like there's people out there that do. I just like I've been told once out by one person out of how many people I've like now stayed in the same room with. Right?
Yeah.
Like it's not like whatever. It's like. If more people told me that, I wouldn't be like, oh man, shocking. Like it happens. I still like, I've not seen someone sleepwalk.
No, I haven't seen sleepwalking before. But yeah.
But yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for joining.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on, as like always.
It's been a blast. Thank you to the band Problem of Interest for letting us use the song Living in the Moment off the album Cross Off Yesterday. You can find them on iTunes and Spotify. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, wherever else fine podcasts are sold. We're also on social media. Our Facebook is Better Buddies, where we have our meme Mondays. Our Twitter is @BetterBudCast. Use the hashtag BetterBuddies when you tweet about the show. And our Gmail account is BetterBuddiesCast@gmail.com. You can send us fan art, hate art, fan mail, hate mail, declarations of love and or war, icebreakers you want us to answer, questions you need advice on, or story ideas you want us to flesh out. Again, we have a YouTube channel now where we post clips and shorts from the show, so if you have any that you'd particularly like to see, please let us know. And last but not least, be a better buddy. Hello.
Hello, what's up?
Oh, not much. Just getting to the end of the week. Looking at trains.
Your week's not already over? What?
I know. Got two more days of work.
Oh. Wednesday was Friday.
I wish.